A big win for Prince William County residents opposed to a big data center. I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP News.
The planned Digital Gateway Data Center campus near Gainesville has been dealt a big blow, and some area residents are pleased. WTOP's Matt Small reports.
We can now show other communities hope that you can beat these guys.
That's data center opponent and Prince William County resident Bill Wright, following Circuit Court Judge Kimberly Irving's ruling that voids a December 2023 Board of Supervisors okay of a rezoning ordinance to allow for the 22 million square foot data center campus. The judge said advertised notices provided by the county didn't comply with state law, and important details were not properly made available, Wright tells NBC4.
These guys are like Dracula. I mean, until they've got a half a dozen stakes in their heart, they're not going away, and we're not going away either.
WTOP has reached out to QTS Data Centers, one of the developers behind the Digital Gateway Data Center Complex, for comment. Matt Small, WTOP News.
The future of a data center project planned for Prince William County is up in the air this morning. WTOP's Matt Small tells us why.
At a size covering 22 million square feet, the planned Digital Gateway Data Center campus near Gainesville, Virginia, was to be one of the largest data centers in the world. And now we're hearing from residents who oppose the project after Prince William Circuit Court Judge Kimberly Irving's ruling that voids a December 2023 Board of Supervisors rezoning approval that allowed for it.
The county's already spent $1 million of our tax money fighting us in court. They should stop that nonsense, because all we ask for is re-advertise, rehear it, and re-vote.
Mac Haddow is president of the Oak Valley Homeowners Association. The judge said the county didn't advertise notices correctly under state law, plus important details weren't properly made available to the public. Haddow tells NBC4.
Now the data centers will appeal. We hope the county will not.
WTOP has reached out to QTS Data Centers, one of the developers behind the Digital Gateway Data Center Complex, for comment. Matt Small, WTOP News.